Mr. Swagoo himself. Hey, hello. Today is March the 8th. And it's your birthday, though.
It's my birthday.
It's your birthday. Hey, first of all, happy birthday.
Thank you, my brother.
Hey, second of all, I need to know what type of birthday party do a celebrity have?
Well,
I mean, it don't even have to be a birthday party, but I just need to know how do a celebrity celebrate their birthday?
Well, you know, I'm new to this whole celebrity thing, so I'm still, trying to figure it out. But what I told my wife, bro, was, which I'm gonna have tonight, okay, is all I want is a steak, some lobster. And I want her famous, because it's famous to me, smoked mac and cheese. That's what I want. I want a birthday dinner, Perk. I don't want anything else. I don't need a gift. I don't need any of that. I need my wife, my kids, my family to celebrate and just sit back, relax, and enjoy another year, bro. I just thank God for it, man. I love the Mr. Carry On shirt, by the way. But I'm 100% one of those. Let's celebrate the monuments. Like, my birthday, I don't take it for granted, bro. I had a lot of partners that didn't make it here, just like you. But ultimately, I just want to be surrounded by my family, dog.
Hey, Swagoo, that's all that matters. I'm telling you, because if I was in Virginia, I'd be right there at your front.
I know it. We'd be grubbing together.
Hey, look, I'm telling you, I got something coming for you, dog. I got something coming for you, dog. Hey, trust me, the whole package, you're going to be like, okay, perfect.
I need some of that drip. I need some of that drip you got on today.
Hey, listen, it's been a lot going on.
Ooh, buddy.
Bro, it's been a lot going on. A lot going on in the NBA, NFL, WNBA. Man, it's going down around the sports world.
It never stops.
And look, a little good, a little bad. Yep. But we going to dive right into it. See you representing in good fashion. What's going on with that real quick? Tell me. Because anytime LSU alumni, they put on something, it's something behind it. It ain't you didn't just put that on today to come on the call.
Spring football is right around the corner, bro.
Okay.
And you know, we hired Brian Kelly over from Notre Dame. So I just want to, you know, I want to get into my LSU vibe, because when I go and watch this spring game, I want to see what's going to happen with this football team. But ultimately, bro, like, really, like, I just got it on because it's cold in my office.
Hey, it's all good. It's all good, but you look good in it. Listen,
I got it on that thing too.
You might put it on by the time we finish with this show. Listen, look, we're going to dive into it. It's two things that I want to dive into for us, the NBA, real quick. Mm-hmm. Okay, one is good, one is bad. Not bad, but we're talking about one team that's turning the corner, the other team that don't look too damn good, okay? And I'm going to start with the team that don't look too damn good. Yesterday, I got on Stephen A., you know, I saw we were both on there. It's a shame they didn't have us on there together, but we'll address him later.
We'll get that fixed.
Oh, yeah. But listen, here's the thing. I had to let him know that I have a problem with him always giving Steph Curry a pass. Mm. The Golden State Warriors, okay, have been playing horrible. Steph has not been playing MVP caliber basketball. The only person that they're missing is Draymond Green. They have everybody else on their roster. Yeah. But yet, we hold other superstars accountable when they struggle and their team struggle. Where's the same energy for Steph? I just want to know, because I don't want to – because here it is, when the Golden State Warrior fans come in my mentions, oh, Perk, you just mad at Steph. I'm not mad at Steph. I'm just saying.
We love Steph. We love Wardell.
We actually do. But here's the thing. I got to ask you, one, do you see the Golden State Warriors actually being able to contend for a title?
Mm-hmm.
Two, about the Steph Curry situation. And three, what does Draymond Green mean to that organization?
One, I don't see them as NBA Finals contenders right now.
I don't. Okay.
To your second question about Steph, like, we don't give Steph the same type of energy we give a LeBron or a KD or a James Harden. We don't give him that same type of energy because, listen, we all know, bro, that Steph is a phenomenal basketball player. We all know Steph is one of the top players to ever play, the greatest shooter to ever play in the NBA. We all know that. But when there's a standard that you've set and you're the face of the franchise, you got to get them out the rut. Like, and here has been my problem, because I've been listening to you and I've been listening to Stephen A. and Richard Jefferson talk about it and other guys that cover the NBA. And it does. You have been screaming, where is the energy towards Steph Curry that we put towards these other superstars when their teams are struggling? You and I sat on this podcast a couple months ago, and you challenged Jason Tatum, who's younger than Steph. Yeah. You challenged Jaylen Brown for them to play well together. Speaking of a team that's ascending and playing well, but on that point, I don't know, Perk. I don't know. Steph has he's charismatic. He got the charisma. He's shown us something. Now, I got to give him credit in this. He's shown us something we've never seen before. His ability to put the ball in the hoop is something we've never seen before at the clip that he's done it. So I get it. Like, people are hesitant to dive in on Steph, but they're not hesitant to do that for the other stars. And then to your other point, I think it plays into what we're talking about with Steph. Why should we have to wait on Draymond when you have Steph Curry in order for you to start winning games consistently? I understand what Draymond means to this team. I know that he's a facilitator. He's a defender. He brings the personality to the team, the toughness and the grit. He gets in guys' ass when they're not playing well, trying to get them to go. I understand that. Intangibles. Draymond is a phenomenal basketball player and an all-star without really putting up all-star numbers, right? Yeah. So he got the respect of the league. But I do have a problem with, when Draymond get back, the Golden State Warriors going to be what they should be. They got a top 75 player of all time on their team. Like, they should be half as good as they are right now.
And two other all-stars.
And two other. Go ahead.
See, this is what people don't realize. And this is what I try to, this is why we teach our cousins and kin folks that it's other ways to affect the game of basketball than just scoring points, okay?
Yes, sir.
And I made this example one time, and I'm going to say it again, but I'm going to remix it. See, when you're on the road and you know you got your leader, a guy that's going to bring the tenacity, and you getting off that bus in that tunnel, walking into the visitors' arena. See, Golden State, when they don't have Draymond and guys getting off the bus, they sing and heal the world. Okay, but when they do have Draymond, you know what I'm saying? They say,
make it a better
get to play. Come outside. You know what I mean?
Gremlin.
They sing him out three. So,
demon time.
So that's what I'm trying to tell people. Yeah. Like, we have to start teaching this younger generation and the fans at the same time that a guy that don't average double figure rebounds, assists or rebounds.
Points.
Made the all-star game this year because coaches voted him because they know his value to the game.
Yes, sir.
Now I just wanted to know, because we got a lot to dive into, but I put out my four faces the other day. I need you because I feel like we're about to have a whole big disagreement.
I know.
And I'm not trying to put you in a bad mood on your birthday. Okay. But damn it, if you disagree, then we're going to have to go there for 2 minutes.
I know it.
Because
I'm rolling my sleeves up. We got to go to work.
I asked, who is the future face of the NBA?
Yeah.
Right? And I put four people up there. Trae Young, Ja Morant, Luka Doncic, and I said Jason Tatum is inching his way
inching
up.
Inching in there, yeah.
Okay, so I just want to get – I'm going to go after you, but I just want to hear who is yours and why.
Okay. Yeah, I know we probably about to fight because I know you've been talking about this other dude for a long time. My guy is Luka. Okay. And the reason why, Perk, okay, the reason why, don't get it twisted, bro. I'm a Jai fan. Now, I want to go see Jai before I see Luka. Let me say that. Entertainment value-wise, I want to go see Jai before I go see Luka. But, Perk, I can't because of what Jai does aerodynamically. Because of what he does. High he can jump and fly, man. And out here dunking on set.
No, but you got to say the other thing. Aerodynamically. You know aerodynamically. Oh, yeah. I'm a you.
I don't even know if it's a word, but I'm going to put it. I'm going to use it.
I'm going to say Swag Goose say he's aerodynamic.
You home right now? You in H-Town?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, NASA down the street. Check with them. Make sure I'm saying the damn word right. Listen, man, but here's my thing, Perk. This is what I think, bro. Okay. And yeah, I'm kind of projecting. I'm looking down the road. All right. Mm-hmm. Luka 6'8". All right. Yep. Let me start there. Luka 6'8". Luka physical. He is physical. And Perk, the one thing I love about Luka Doncic more than anything, bro, he always play the game on his terms. And that's how I determine. That's how I determine players, bro. Like, that's the one thing I always felt about LeBron. Mm-hmm. I always felt about Kobe. Like MJ. I was young watching MJ. Didn't have a really great understanding of basketball, but I knew he was great, and I knew he dictated not only pace but how the game would be played. Okay. I see that from Luka, bro, because not only the speed of the game when he has to get fast, and fast not in comparison to Ja Morant, that's a different type of speed. But what I'm saying is that when we saw Luka in the playoffs, I remember that. I remember us talking about Luka cooking and looking better than everybody that was in the bubble. All right. The other thing is, longevity-wise, when we start projecting these dudes year in and year out, all right, when Jai athletic ability is not the same, then you go to skill. Then you go to how do I get a shot now when I don't have a 47-inch vertical and I'm down to a 37-inch vertical? And that may not ever happen to Jai. He may retire before that. Bro, Luka been playing pro ball since he was 15. A lot of people forget that. So him being in the league and where he is right now, to me, is a sign of basketball maturity. Mm. A lot of what Jai is doing is because Jai is a freak athlete. And he's continuing to understand how to play the game on his own term and dictate basketball games. But I go with Luka for that reason. And you know these arguments are hard because Jai is my guy. I'm about to get a Jai Morant jersey.
Yeah.
Okay? Perk, I ain't bought a jersey since bronze.
Yeah.
When I buy a person jersey, I take that seriously, bro.
Hey, I'm gonna get it for you. You know we're going to Memphis. I'm gonna just grab it.
Pick me one up. I need a 3XL because that intermittent fasting got me slimming. I'm slimming down.
I'm jealous.
So, but that is why, bro. So I like it's hard for me with these young players, man, because obviously we project them, but ultimately, I think now Luka may diminish before Ja physically because we talked earlier this year about Luka being overweight. All right. And that may catch him. But if that part is right, Perk, I don't know how you stop him, dude.
I see that. Right now, he's unstoppable.
Yeah.
And really, all four of those guys
are unstoppable.
Yeah. And all four of those guys are gradually learning how to dictate their pace. So when I look at a Jason Tatum is why I say creeping up in the conversation. I'm just going off his last three games at home.
Yeah, buddy.
He outplayed Trae Young. He outplayed Ja. And he outplayed KD. I said, okay, cool. So then we had this conversation, right, on what identifies the face of the league, right? Like, okay, what you do on the court, obviously.
Yeah.
But then we have marketing. But then we have to take it a step further and we have to talk about the market, right? And we all know that the NBA is made up of, what, 85% African-Americans.
Yep.
So we got to take account of face of the league, mean jersey sales, signature shoe coming out, mm-hmm. who's going to rock what. See, I don't – you around –
it's more.
Yeah. You already around the AAU thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, just like me. I don't see people walking in with a pair of Luka Doncic.
You're absolutely right.
My whole thing is, but I know when Ja drop his signature shoe, it's going to fly. But look, whatever your preference is, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You may want some, you know what I'm saying? You may want a little hen, you know? I may want some Patron.
It's all good.
But look.
So let me say this, because we can disagree and we could agree to disagree. But I get you when you bring that into play. I get you when you bring turnstile. Like I just said, I'm going to see Jai before I go see Luka.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking more so from like the basketball context of where they are right now. Right. Mm-hmm. Like Jai would be blowing past Luka in speed and physicality. I mean, speed and jumping wise. But I just think the technician of Luka would get Jai right now, basketball-wise.
Listen, Jai, to be honest with you, Swaggle, Luka got the best of Jai this season.
Dude, Luka Doncic, since I've been watching basketball, is one of the best basketball players young I've ever seen in my life, bro.
I'm
keeping it 100, Perk.
And you know,
when me and you really, I joke all the time about people don't think I know basketball. But you know, when you and I get in real basketball conversations, you know that statement I just made about Luka Doncic is hard for me.
Bro, listen, at his age, he was in a conversation with Magic and LeBron. So that's enough said.
CSX, a growing Fortune 500 logistics company, has immediate openings for freight train conductors. If you are looking for a rewarding career offering paid training at nearly $25 per hour, competitive benefits, and you share a passion for great service, apply today at csx.com/careers. That's csx.com/careers. CSX, committed to supporting military and veteran families and their communities. CSX is an equal opportunity employer.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We got to dive into something else a little bit more serious, right?
Yeah, man.
And it's bad because on one of our episodes, we actually applauded him for standing on the front line, and we still do if that's the case for us, his mental health.
Yep.
But now we got our guy, Calvin Ridley, get suspended by the NFL because of gambling on games, betting on games. Now, I'm going to go first real quick because then I want to dive deep. Here's the thing. He was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I always want to know the details. Now, nothing could justify what he was doing, but I want to know the details before making assumptions.
Right.
And so when I say that, it's because I want to know, was he gambling while he was playing, or he was gambling?
It was why he was away from the team.
So while he was away, he was placing bets and stuff. Okay, that don't make it right. But right. I will say this. We do have to realize that we're now living in a place, and I think that all sports leagues from college to whatever is going to have meetings about this with their players, because sports betting is becoming the new norm.
It's mainstream.
It's wherever you go, bro.
Yep.
Wherever you go, you have a chance to do sports betting nowadays. So I'm not defending Calvin Ridley. Look, he did his crime. He got to do his time.
Yep.
Okay, but what I'm saying is, it is right there in your face.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And so now that the light have been shined upon us, it's time for others to take ownership and say, hey, look, let's revisit this before these seasons or whatever have started. Now, I just need to hear what you feel about it because that's my thoughts. He's wrong, but I'm saying it's everything we turn on. You go on the internet, place your bet.
Come on, everywhere. Place
your bet. Like, it's right there in your face.
You know we keep it 100 on Swaggoo and Perk. Yep. Calvin really ain't the only damn football player betting on football games.
Ain't the only all right. Damn.
Let's get this whole figment of our imagination that one player was outside of his mind and doing what other players ain't doing. Like, let's get rid of that. I understand. I don't agree with it. I think a year is harsh based on the times that we are in. Because remember, P. Rose, the former baseball, he was a baseball player and a manager at the time when he was betting on games and gambling on games, and he still ain't got in the Hall of Fame.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? But, Perk, during that time, gambling wasn't looked at like it's looked at now.
Right. All right?
So here's what I'll say about the Calvin Ridley situation. Calvin Ridley made the Cardinals sin. Calvin Ridley put into question the integrity of the NFL. And as hard as what I'm about to say is hard for people to hear, they got to hear the truth.
Yeah.
The NFL looks at that worse than they looked at all of these other egregious acts in allowing players to play domestic violence, drunk driving. They look at this worse because this impacts the business model. And Perk, you know, it always goes back to the money, bro. And here's what the NFL does not. This is why they are so harsh in this penalty. Because if fans and sponsors and people that pay money to have their brands around the NFL event think games are being thrown or managed or dictated by what players are betting, that's going to cause a whole nother issue. That's why so much apprehension from the NFL has taken place when sports betting became prevalent.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they didn't just jump into a deal with BetMGM or FanDuel or something like that. Because this particular situation brings about the integrity of the game.
Yeah.
Perk, it's similar to this, bro. Insider trading, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, a company about to release something and they're going to make a gazillion dollars.
Yeah.
And you work within that company. So you go to the stock market and you buy 1,000 shares or a stock in that particular company. And then let's use Apple as an example. The new iPhone coming out, you got that information long before anybody else get it. And you go drop $5 million on Apple stock. Mm-hmm. The new iPhone drop, your stock shoot up to $60 million. You withdraw your money. And now people are asking, well, don't he work for Apple? Didn't he know that was about to happen?
Right.
So that's where so that is what is egregious in the NFL eyes, because this is what they're trying to get people to realize. If Calvin really is betting on the Atlanta Falcons to win football games, that means he knows something about the Atlanta Falcons operation and the team that they playing against in order to have information about the probability of the Falcons winning football games.
Ooh.
And now you bring into question the integrity of the game. Ooh. And that's the worst thing you can do to the NFL. Am I saying this right? No. Don't shoot the messenger, kinfolks and cousins.
Yeah.
Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just telling y'all.
Especially not on his birthday. We ain't
talking about my birthday. Don't come at me on my birthday. I'm just trying to give people an inside look at why the NFL came down with a year punishment. And not only that, Perk. Not only that, because see, we keep talking about the year suspension, bro. $11 million. He lost $11 million for a $1,500 bet.
You know what's crazy? See, this is a hey, man, we diving deep, but let me tell you, this what makes it bad too, bro. Everything you just said is so accurate, but you know what puts the icing on the cake with a scoop of vanilla ice cream? Is that he walked away from the game because of mental health. And then all of a sudden, while you were away from the game and we're thinking that you're seeking help and getting yourself together, all of a sudden you're doing this.
That, bro.
So to be honest, the only thing I disagree with you, now that me and you having this conversation and when we get to talking like this, I call it, we pardon right now. We pardon right now. Hey, listen. He really lucky to get a 1-year suspension.
Bro, I'm telling you.
Because listen, bro, I'm thinking about this. The Atlanta Falcons, if you go and you look at their spreads throughout, they wasn't, them people who was playing the Falcons wasn't covering them spreads. What?
Bro.
They was not. So, I mean, that's not either here or there. I'm just saying.
Heard.
You know what I'm saying? But look,
I feel you though.
But I'm telling you, so listen, we got to get a handle on that. Overall, yeah. Hey, man, look, Calvin Ridley, man, seriously, man, I hope, you know what I'm saying, this is a learning lesson. I hope you get your stuff together. Man, I hope they can forgive you for this. But I'm going to tell you this, Swaggoo, you know, and tell me if I'm wrong, it might be hard for that brother to get back in.
It might be hard, bro. Might be hard.
Yeah, dog. Because
the NFL, bro, I'm telling you, bro, the NFL don't look at that lightly, bro. They don't take that lightly, man. And there will be, we will have all of this Twitter banner about, well, what about this guy that did this? And what about that guy? Man, look, I've been trying to tell people, I love this league, bro. I love the NFL. I hate some things about it, just like any other construct, just like any other company. But ultimately, like, if I would have known Calvin really was doing this, I would have said, hey, bro, you playing with that fire that can't be put out.
Ooh.
That's that fire that can't be put out. You're going to have to burn in this fire. Because the NFL ain't going to allow, bro, they not going to allow it, bro. It's just like as much as people going to fight for it, they're going to try to bring up alternative scenarios. And I do think it's harsh, Perk, with the times that we living in as far as sports betting and gambling, like we talked about, the NFL don't care about that.
No,
they do not care.
No. And here's the thing. As good as Calvin really is, he could be replaced.
He could be replaced.
That's the thing. Man. That's the thing people don't realize. So, man, but look, man, we hope everything get under, you know, the right situation. Man. I hope this opened the eyes to a lot of other people out there, especially these athletes, man. Listen. Don't play around with that. That's career. Look,
you better have your kin folks and cousins place them bets for you.
That's career ending. Okay, but look, while we stand on, you know, things that's transpiring, and I know this is real dear to you, man, we got to dive into Brittany Griner, right? I mean, you know, going through the airport in Russia, getting popped with the, you know, the vapor pen, you know, whatever the case may be, man. Battling that situation, I need your thoughts. Even Kev, let's get this clear, first of all. We not about to dive into the legal side of things.
I don't even know.
Need your thoughts about just this whole situation. Not the legal side. Give it to me on the... You know, that side.
So you pass me the rock, and I'm about to tip it up to you for an alley. Because when me and you chopped it up on the phone, you brought up something about this situation that I thought was what needed to be said. And what did you say about Brittany Griner in particular having to even be there?
You said, I'm rocking, and this ain't even a rocking chip.
We pod right now.
Hey, listen, dog. I'm telling you. Why is she even over there?
That is.
Why is she over there?
That is. Listen, Perk, let me get into it, bro. You know, like Perk said, cousins and kinfolks, this is near to dear in my heart. I got to let y'all know. My sister was a hooper. She got Division I scholarships from everywhere in the country. My sister was my first sports hero. I wanted to be like her. So I've been invested in women's basketball since I was 6, 7 years old. All right. I remember when women's basketball in Houston was one of the hottest tickets in the world with Lisa Leslie, Tina Thompson, and Cheryl Swoops.
Oh, I used to go.
Oh, I know. I know. I went too, because Cynthia, that's how good they were.
Cynthia Cooper.
Oh, the Coop Meister. Listen, man, but let me get to the point that you made, bro. My wife, let me give everybody background before we get into this. My wife played in the WNBA, was drafted 7th overall by the Washington Mystics. I understand the construct of the WNBA, all right? And we've long talked about, we've had conversations with Chanae about the WNBA and pay and how they trying to continue to increase the pay scale. And I get business model. I get, you know, what are your financials? How much money are you, do you have to operate in the league? How much money is sponsors give? I know money comes. I know money is a thing. But ultimately, bro, we live in America, okay? We live in a capitalist society. We live in a society too, where if you market business-wise, the sports, if you put them on television, people will gravitate to those sports, all right? You look at a league in the WNBA where these women, dude, are so skilled and good at basketball. They hoopers, right? Like, we got to preference them being women because it's a woman's league. They hoopers, though.
They're hoopers.
And the fact that they got to leave, the fact that they got to play 3 or 4 months in the WNBA, and then go overseas and play to make up compensation.
Come on.
So they like, bro, listen, I grew up with Simone Augustus. Like, I grew up with hoopers, female hoopers. And the fact that she over, I love that question that you posed. Why is she over there? Brittany Griner has been one of the faces of the WNBA. You can't find 300 bands to pay her a year. You can't find $400,000 to pay her a year, so she don't have to go over to Russia. And cousins and kinfolks, we are not dismissing. Like, the law is the law, all right? But we all know, like, at some point, that's going to work itself out. Brittany going to return home. That's what our hopes and prayers are. But we all know, bro, these women going over there because they got to. Financially, they have to. And I don't like it. I don't like it. And I haven't liked it for a long time. And I'm going to give you a little background. I'm sure my wife would be okay with this. Perk, when my wife played basketball and she got drafted 7 overall to the Washington Mystics, her salary was $35,000. Living in Virginia, where you got state tax, federal tax, that they did pay for the apartment they stayed in. Bro, you playing in the WNBA, games on television at times, and you making $35K. After taxes, you bring it home $20. Gotta go hoop. Gotta go play somewhere else. You gotta go make money.
Gotta go make money. The NBA G League made more than that.
Bro, so that's why I like what you said. I'm a pass you the mic, but I just had to get that background, bro.
That was everything. Look, I don't even have a background, okay? What you just said was, that was on point. I don't even have a follow-up. I'm disappointed just overall, bro, of the whole. You know what? Shout out to ESPN, though. And I'm not just saying that because we work. Shout out to them because they took the initiative.
And they invested.
It's WNBA games that are going to be on television.
They invested in that league, man.
Shout out to them.
Respect.
Yes, all day. I got another problem. Tell me how the New York Liberty get fined $500,000. Like, oh, bro, they got fined $500K, dog.
For chartering their own plane.
For chartering their own plane. Whoever is at the top who came up with that fine, do you know you could have blessed them with the money? They ain't asked you for it.
Hey, bro, let me. Only reason I'm looking down, I'm listening to you, because I went on Twitter when this took place, and I asked, I added the WNBA. Could you explain to me why you would find a team for chartering flights to make somebody's job easier? We don't, I just said, Perk, we live in a capitalist society, all right? Oprah Winfrey, Tyler Perry, LeBron James can charter a boat in the middle of the Mediterranean Sea and stay there for a month and a half because they billionaires. Why would I be mad that they can? If you a franchise in the WNBA, and this WNBA, the WNBA brass, the front office of the WNBA, hey, if somebody on the phone, hey, look, the New York Liberty can afford to charter their own plane. You guys need to figure out something so y'all can.
Yeah, yeah.
Instead of finding them, and it goes to the point of what we was just talking about with Brittany Griner. What? If you in a franchise that can do it, they should be able to do it. I remember when Paul Allen for the Seattle Seahawks had their own plane, and that's what they flew the team in. We chartered an American Airlines plane with the Dallas Cowboys. So Paul Allen decided to buy his team their own plane. Yeah. And they fly to the cities in their own plane. Why would we be mad if the owner of our franchise decided not to do that?
Right.
And why would the league try to regulate that? Anyway, bro, that's terrible, bro.
No, you know what's crazy? Just now you had so many whys. And that's a damn shame.
Yeah.
Like, but because it's no, you can't justify it.
Perk, let me ask you this, because I think this would be good for our cousins and kin folks. How did y'all travel when you was with the cell, when you was just in the NBA? How did you guys travel?
We flew private. A charter flight. I mean, we flew private, dog. Like, I mean, what are we talking about?
Dude.
What are we talking about? Like, hey, put it like this, man. And you know what? I'm going to say this. It's our fault. It's our fault. I'm going to tell you why. It's our fault. You, me, Stephen A.
Yep.
Guys who actually got a powerful voice every single day, but we yet to shine light on it like we need
to. We don't say enough.
You're right. And only do it when the situation pop up. That's shame on us.
Yep.
Because at the end of the day, if we continue to bring awareness to a situation and don't let it die down, then sooner or later it got to be addressed.
Somebody gonna pay attention to it.
And it can't come from them.
Yep.
See what I'm saying?
You're absolutely right.
Yeah, so shame on us. Shame on us for that. But just know.
You're absolutely right, bro. You're just right. You're just right. When you're right, you're right.
You know what? And you know us. You know us. Break the script on all shows all the time.
Anyway.
Like, it won't hurt. It won't hurt for a 30-second break through a topic. Hey, first of all, let me address this before I get to this situation that we supposed to talk about.
We don't have no problem with
it. When they being our earpiece countdown 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I'm like, y'all don't even know. I got a whole another 30 seconds.
Yeah. What? Go to commercial. I'm going to still be talking.
Right. Straight up. Hey, look. But listen, though. We got to do better, bro. But listen, all this going on, man, I hope everything goes okay for
man.
Calvin Ridley, Brittany Griner. And on top of that, hey, man, give them people back that $500K, dog.
Bro, you got money. You got – if money is the issue with your league, you going to take a half a mil from a franchise? Dude, it's crazy to me.
That's what I'm saying. Hey,
You know what, Perk, though? The reason why our cousins and kinfolks rock with us, because we don't expect them to agree with us all the time, but I know damn well they know we be talking common sense.
Yeah, yeah.
And it ain't so common no more out here, bro.
I was just about to say that. It ain't so common. It ain't so common. But you know, we started something new, Swaggle. We started something new. And I guess we're going to call it the family reunion.
Okay, we got.
You know what I'm saying?
We got to bring our cousins and kin folks in this thing, man.
Yeah, we got to bring our cousins and kin folks in this thing. Well, people start asking us questions, and I love it. We're going to call it the family reunion. You know what I mean? So I'm trying to find, you know, what the questions are.
Oh, you know what? We ain't supposed to ask the questions. We got one of the members of our starting five. We're old cousins and kin folks. We got to introduce y'all. How bad me and Perk get lost.
Hey, look, it's your birthday. On your birthday, we doing less work. Parker, where you at?
We got Parker Owens. He one of the starting five. That's what we call our group. It's five of us right now, y'all. The starting five. All right. Parker, so when we start winning all them awards and don't be trying to hop on the squad. Okay. We got our starting five. Straight up. All right.
Right.
Parker Owens, every ladies and gentlemen, cousins and kin folks, he about to ask these questions, and me and Perk got to answer them. Parker, take it away.
All right. Our first question is from TJ, and he asks, if Tim Duncan is considered the best power forward of all time, why isn't he talked about in the Mount Rushmore debate?
Perk, you go. You the NBA. You played Tim.
I'm gonna say this, okay? You know Tim Duncan is number six on my all-time greatest list, top 10.
I know he's number six. Tim Duncan.
He's number six because when I look at it, stay with one franchise and he checked all boxes. Check all the boxes. Defensive player of the year, MVP, finals MVP, five-time champions. I mean, they were the New England Patriots.
A basketball. Yes, sir.
And to be honest, I really couldn't be mad at one. And it hurts because Bird is always the odd man out. But I really couldn't be mad if anybody was to put Tim Duncan on that Mount Rushmore. Because I go through of who Tim Duncan went through. Tim Duncan beat Kobe and Shaq. Tim Duncan beat LeBron James. Hey, man, Tim Duncan was running through some folks. Running through some folks, man, quietly. Quietly.
That's the point that I want to make.
Go ahead.
Tim Duncan is not talked about, TJ, because of his approach. Like, basketball minds, guys like you who bring up Tim Duncan, y'all understand the impact that Tim Duncan had on basketball. But he wasn't loud. He ain't dressed all cool. He wasn't in a thousand commercials.
He dressed uncool.
Exactly. So Tim Duncan is not on the Mount Rushmore just because of that. But also this, Perk. Who we going to take off, bro? Are we going to take off MJ?
No.
Are we going to take off LeBron?
No.
Are we going to take off Kareem? I mean, are we?
No.
Okay. Are we going to take off Bill Russell?
See, that's
I get it.
That's where it gets real with me, bro. That's where it gets real with me.
Taking Tim Duncan before Bill Russell. But I'm not taking him before Kobe, Perk. MJ, Bron. You could put even in Kareem's spot, you could put Bird, Magic. You got an argument for Will. You got an argument for.
I just don't like that Mount Rushmore because there's not enough space.
It ain't enough space. That is ultimately where we end up. You know who should be on the Mount Rushmore? You know, if it's a Mount Rushmore basketball, you know who should be on it?
Who is it?
MJ, LeBron, and Kobe, and end it.
Ooh.
That's who should be on it.
And nobody gonna argue with you.
And no disrespect to any other basketball player. It's been so many greats. It's been so many dudes play at a high level. Ain't nobody captivated us ever in the NBA like them three.
No.
Nobody. Nobody. So TJ, I got you. I understand your argument for Tim Duncan. But ultimately, bro, the Rushmore shouldn't even be – it should be three. This going to set YouTube, Spotify, Apple, ESPN. This going to set the podcast world ablaze because I only think it should be three. But I'm going to leave it at that.
And guess what? I'm going to leave it at that because I agree.
Parker, what's the next one?
All right. Next one is Ray asks, what will you say if the net situation does work out?
That they did what they were supposed to do.
Right. What you mean? How about this? It better work out. What's up, Ray? Hey, look, sometimes we have these hard conversations, but you know, as kinfolk and cousins, you want me to tell you what you need to. It better work out.
Yes.
It better work out because here's the thing. This is why it got to work out for the Nets, because of the way that they're going about things, the way that they're handling things, the way that they're being disruptive. And we don't mind that. If you're going to be disruptive, now you got to handle your business if you're going to be disruptive. Okay, so at the end of the day, look, I'm not going to say a damn thing, but I'm going to tell you one thing. If they don't, you better turn your TV off.
You know, Perk, I'm almost leaning towards saying if it don't work this year, it's a failed experiment. All right, that's all I got. Parker, we got any more?
Of course we do.
Okay. Moses doesn't have a question, but he does want to say that Perk is 100% correct. Don't forget, Perk is the first one to say that Harden is going to Philly long before all of the drama played out. And as far as he's concerned, Perk is from the future and the Sixers are winning the title.
Well, let me respond to that. What was the guy's name, Parker?
His name was Moses.
Moses. That ain't nothing new. It ain't nothing new for Perk to be ahead of the game. And we sure appreciate you for parting the Red Sea, my brother. Yeah. What's next, Parker?
All right. Will asks, how'd you get into sports analysis and broadcasting?
Go ahead, Perk. I always love to hear you talk about this.
Yeah, mine happened by accident. It really did. Like, you know what? Listen, so let me explain to y'all. While you're playing in the NBA, I don't know how it is in the NFL, Swaggle, but they try to encourage you in the summertime to go to, like, these colleges, Syracuse and stuff like that. They have programs set up to help you, you know what I'm saying?
Like the business schools and stuff like that.
Yeah, but life after basketball, if you want to get into this space, they actually have this for you. Well, you go to media training and sometimes...
Yeah, the NFL call it broadcast boot camp.
Right. I never was on that. I never thought that I would even be doing this. So my thing was that I came into this space because I wanted to get my voice out there to all the other... organizations I didn't play for, because I wanted to be the next head coach that was a big man that played in the league, because I feel like we get disrespected. Like, if you look at all the head coaches, they either was guards or shooting guards or point guards, and I ain't the only person that know the damn game. And so what ended up happening was that, man, they kept calling old Perk back.
Old Perk.
And I said, hold on. So you mean to tell me I get to watch the game, which I'm gonna do anyway, And all I got to do is go on TV and talk about it and give my opinion on what I saw or what I feel about a situation. Sign me up.
I'm in.
Hey, sign me up for the Christians to believe. Hey, sign me up. I'm just saying, sign me up. So here I am. And you know what? I love it, dog.
No doubt.
I love it. I love it. I'm going to tell you this, and I'm going to pass it to you. I actually had an opportunity. I had three jobs. I had three assistant coaches this summer.
Yep.
I passed up on. So I'm going to leave it at that.
Big bro, first of all, you know, every time I hear you say that, I'm just so damn proud of you. I'm just so damn proud of you, man.
I'm right back at you.
Here's the thing, bro. Like one day when somebody write up an article on us and they hopefully, Perk, I want us in GQ with like some five suits on and they going to ask us about our story, about how we got the media, because we was, you know, we were supposedly country bumpkins. we weren't supposed to like be where we at right now. I got mine off a tweet, bro.
Like, off of what?
That's how I got this job. A tweet. I tweeted one of the executives that I saw their names in an article about the SEC network starting at ESPN. And I tweeted them. Now, obviously, my Cowboys background and my SU background helped me get in the door. I never fail to acknowledge that. I also interned at the Dallas Morning News for $2.70 an hour. Ooh. To see if that was something I wanted to do in journalism as far as writing. My whole idea was I wanted to teach sports writers the deep intricacies of the game, so when they write an article, they don't blame the safety for giving up a touchdown when it was really on the cornerback. Ooh. Or vice versa, right? So that was my whole idea of what I wanted to do. But then this is why they say God send your helper in the form of a wife. My wife was like, boy, you made for TV. Because I wanted to do radio, Perk. I wanted to do radio. And I was like, I'm going to help these sports writers. But then, bro, I got into, I sent a tweet to one of the executives. I'm not going to say her name because everybody going to tweet. But I sent a tweet and I said, follow me back, please. I want to work in TV. And she hit me back. It's the grace of God now. Perk, I always want people to remember, bro, we know where our help come from. Now, we crazy and we talk that north, but we Southern boys, we know where that church house taught me a lot about how to operate through life.
Praying mamas, aunties, and grandmas, too.
You already know. I got mine off a tweet, big dog. Just be aggressive in your pursuit, man.
Hey, think about this. Now, you went from a tweet to a celebrity.
Hey, first of all, we not gonna end this podcast without mentioning I see you in that State Farm commercial.
I see you. You see me spinning on the back? I ain't even care. I was
you sound like a celebrity too. Stop playing. Hey, Parker, man, thank you, man. Thank you for the questions. Hey, cousins and kin folks, we love the investment y'all making in the Swag Group podcast.
Yes.
We're going to keep it popping. Y'all keep the questions coming. We're going to try to get to them. We're going to answer them. It's all love, Brody. I'm so glad I was able to chop it with you on my birthday, man.
Hey, look. Hey, dog. Just have a corner of that mac and cheese for me. All right.
I got you.
I love you, dog. Hey,
I love you, big homie. Birthday.
Hey, listen. Hey, dog, we dove into it today, though. Hey, listen. We was partying.
We do. That's what we do.
We was partying. Hey, bro, you going to enjoy your family today. You know, hey, I'm on the phone call. Look at you.
Hey, I'm going to pull a corner of that hen for us, too. I'll holler at
hey,
you.
Hey, it's only five.
Peace, Swag with Perk out.